Thank you for calling Northeast Great Dane. If you need your party's extension, you may dial.
Wait while I transfer your call.
Northeast Great Dane, may I help you?
I spoke to White House 2 days ago.
What?
Yes.
What?
I spoke with Donald Duck.
I didn't understand.
Why you stand under? You don't have to stand under me. Don't stand under me.
Stand under any of.
Hey, that, but you said, but you said I don't understand. Understanding is standing under. What is Mr. Genderman? No, the guy with a big dick who likes to fuck all the women. What is he?
Are you ever going to stop calling here?
Never. The moment Comac Chicago Illinois Silver Market breaks, I'll stop calling and I come and show up at your fucking door and drag Mr. Gendelman by his neck and put his mouth on my wife's pussy.
Okay, bring it on, Buster.
You have to watch the comic Chicago Silver Market. Silver, S-I-L-V-E-R, the price of silver, it's $73. No, $7 million. Dolor, D-O-L-O-R is a pain and suffering. Copy? I'm explaining the meaning of the words. Every word that you speak in English language, I know everything because I'm the fucking creator. The art is a flat.
Okay.
And silver is money. And I'd like to have sex with you.
Yeah, right.
Your pussy, you have a dick, you know that, right? The G-spot is nothing but the P come through. When you touch it, it makes you excited because it is a dick that you have. Do you tell all the men have the dick? No, you also have a dick because that's where your G-spot is. Your G-spot is nothing but the dick that you pee through. Your pee hole is the dick, small little dick, but it's not grown. The only job is to pee. But there is another hole that somebody put that thing and somebody goes out. Okay? There is no connection between that hole and you. Remember that. That's why when you have delivered a baby, you forget about it.
Can I ask you a question?
Ask me.
When are you going to stop calling here?
I'm not. Whatever I feel like, I'm gonna call.
Why?
Because.
Why do you keep calling him?
Because I have a problem with Mr. Gendelman.
Well, what do you want us to do about it?
No, I asked him to take care of my
ex-wife.
I asked. No, I'm not talking about my wife. I'm talking about Mr. Gendelman.
So what about him?
I asked him to do certain things. He didn't do it.
Not our problem.
It's not your problem. It's Gendelman's problem.
It's not.
So I want to talk to Gendelman. Why don't you put me in his voicemail? You don't want to talk to me. You just punch his number and put it over there and get done with your job. You're getting your paycheck for that, right? Just punch the number. Send me to his voicemail. Punch it. Punch it.
Really?
Oh, you're not doing. See, you are not doing the job you're supposed to do. So you are becoming a gatekeeper. Why you are becoming a gatekeeper? Because you fuck him, right? Every night, every evening, every. Oh, yeah, right there in his office, you fuck him. You jump on his dick and go up and down. Because you're going to get some paper money.